Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So a call for more diversity of materials used in buildings. What about diversity in the people who design them? Saida Hassan from Here and Now contributor KUT reports on how Black women are hoping to diversify the field of architecture in Austin.
A couple weeks ago, Devin Pina made a surprising discovery.
I just became a licensed architect. I found out that I am the second Black woman to be licensed in Austin, Texas, altogether, which is nuts.
Pina was keeping her eye on a directory of African-American architects maintained by the University of Cincinnati. It's an unofficial record. Still, the data does point to an overall lack of diversity in the field. Out of the more than 1,100 licensed architects in Austin, only 7 report their race as African-American, and only 274 identified as women. You may be thinking, what difference does it make if the person designing a building is a man, a woman, or a person of color? A lot, says Donna Carter. She's the first Black woman architect on record to be licensed in Austin.
The form can be very, very important to how a community and a culture survives.
To Carter, architecture is more than just technical design and planning. It's a mode of creative expression, a way of defining your community and your idea of home.
In many, many urban situations, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, the streets are bustling. There are little kids out on the street. They're out on the front porch. It's hot inside. Everybody's kind of out. To me, the very presence of front porches without huge gates in front of them, to me, that's welcoming.
I sat down with both Carter and Pina to talk more about diversity in architecture and in neighborhood planning. They agreed that a lack of minority voices can have a lasting impact on our built environment. Take Austin's 1928 master plan, for example, which segregated the city by creating a, quote, Negro district. Black residents were relegated to an area east of an interstate highway, an area that's now rapidly gentrifying. Pina thinks we're still feeling the effects of that planning decision, with thousands of Black residents leaving Austin in recent years.
It's kind of desolate, in my opinion. Like, we're getting kicked out. It's hard to live here. People who are originally from here can't live in, and it's hard to put a plan together on how to have that mode of expression, to have that ability to sit out on their porch. Like, how can they do that if they can't?
They don't have a porch
there. They don't have a porch to sit on. And I think
the School of Architecture at the University of Texas at Austin has just launched a new initiative to diversify its faculty, calling race and gender one of the most pressing issues facing the profession. Andrea Roberts is one of the program's first fellows. She's gearing up to teach new courses on race and development.
I like to look at it in a way where we, instead of say these are the deficits that we have in African-American communities and they're under attack, that is absolutely in many ways true, but we have all of these assets. We have all of these skills and this history that we need to bring to the fore to help us to continue to protect and honor these communities.
Donna Carter says she's looking forward to seeing how such initiatives can shape the future of architecture and planning. For now, she's happy to welcome Devin Pina into the next generation of Black women architects.
Welcome to the club.
For Here and Now, I'm Saida Hassan in Austin.